We've been talking this morning about this, kind of inspired by this guy who got tuberculosis. He was over in Greece, and they told him, nah, you probably shouldn't be flying around. And he kind of got around the law a little bit, flew into Canada, and then drove across the border. Border guy's like, oh, you have tuberculosis? Oh, you look fine. Go ahead. And that guy ends up having, like, the worst strain of tuberculosis you can have, multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis. Not symptomatic or anything, so you wouldn't be able to tell from looking at him. You know, that was one of the reasons why this guy let him across. And Scott's thinking about all those times that you see people that you kind of wonder about. You're like, well, what are you giving me right now? You know, whether it's your kid in class who never bathed and then soiled his pants to make a point when he was upset, or the guy who was working at a restaurant and sneezes into his hand and then handles my breadstick. You know, there's just a lot of circumstances you find yourself in where you're like, what am I going to catch from this?
I was on a Greyhound bus coming back from Army training in Fort Irwin. And there was this dude on the bus that looked like he was just, he looked pretty beat up. You know, he looked like a homeless guy, you know, riding the bus for whatever purpose, to get somewhere, like the same as me. But throughout the trip, he looked like he was getting worse and worse. I couldn't tell if he was getting really sick. Or if I don't know, he's about to blow chunks or something. But I'd say a couple hours into it, he goes into the bathroom, you know, the back bathroom. And he comes back out and he looks just completely fine, you know. But he smelled really weird still. But I'm pretty sure he was just either on drugs or he probably went in the bathroom and got a fix or something.
Yeah, anytime you can smell somebody, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, he definitely smelled like he was spending his money on needles and crack instead of shampoo and water. But
yeah, that's the thing. You know, you go on an airplane, it's kind of hard for you to sneak the needles in and everything, but I don't know, what's the security like on a Greyhound?
Absolutely nothing. They didn't even check your name. You could just pick up someone's ticket and you'd be good to go.
Walk right in. Or, I mean, even a harmless dude like that, you know, let's say he goes in and shoots up a little bit and leaves his needle around, you walk in with flip-flops and...
Yeah.
See ya.
I never recommend wearing flip-flops on a Greyhound. Or a full biohazard suit and get all your shots updated before you go, because Greyhound buses are pretty bad.
Yeah, I've managed to not ride a Greyhound my entire life up to this point, and I think I'm going to keep it that way.
I would try to keep it that way. I don't recommend it.